This week, Nonesuch Records released a musical reflection on the 2001 attacks. WTC 9/11 is written by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Steve Reich. The piece was commissioned by the San Francisco-based Kronos Quartet. They approached Reich in late 2009, asking him to compose a piece using recorded voices, not thinking about the 9/11 anniversary. Reich, who lives in New York City, says the notion of tying the composition to the attacks came to him suddenly.
God knows, it just, like a light bulb in the cartoon, it popped in my head, wait a minute, I have unfinished business. 9/11, this huge thing that happened in my life, which is, you know, an ongoing reality for all of us, was something that I should address. And now I've been asked to address something, this is it. And as soon as the light bulb went on, I immediately went to the public domain archives of the traffic controllers, NORAD, and the fire department in New York. And then I decided that after I did that, I would speak to my friends and neighbors, having them reflect back 9 years later on what happened to them that day.
Given that 9/11 still evokes raw emotion in so many people, I asked Kronos Quartet founder and violinist David Harrington if he had any concerns, musically or otherwise, when Steve Reich decided to compose a reflection on the terror attacks.
Yes, I had concerns. You know, whose voices were those? Whose relatives might hear those voices again? I mean, but I also knew that in the hands of Steve Reich, there was going to be a major piece, and that in terms of the human aspect, I was very confident that it would be treated not only with care, but in a beautiful way.
Talk about the role of the music in WTC 9/11, because the piece begins with and ends with the lead violin echoing that loud warning beep, sort of like the sound of a phone off the hook. You're pointing to your arm.
I'm pointing to my arm because
the hair is raising.
The hair is raising because basically my part starts the piece, and my part is interlocked with the phone off the hook, and it's a hair-raising sound.
Well, what does it evoke for you? It's sort of a warning, danger, discomfort.
Exactly, and it's this kind of insistent, you know, something is wrong, you need to deal with something.
Battery available. Battery available. Ambulance. The plane was aiming towards the building.
Did you see the role of the string quartet as to amplify the voices, to provide continuity between the voice or the warning signals? I mean, what did you see the role of the music being in this piece, with, you know, given that it's really built around the voices?
Steve has explored vocal melodies for years. In fact, if he were here right now, he would probably be hearing the melodies of our conversation. That's how he hears melody, and especially if he's doing a piece that involves kind of a documentary sort of approach to things. He creates the melodies from the speech rhythms and melodic patterns. And so, I mean, we knew that our role would be to make these melodies into instrumental music.
Everyone was running and screaming. Then the second plane hit. second plane. Hit it.
It was not an accident.
It's interesting. There's a lot of things that are very difficult and sometimes even impossible to notate in music. And some of those things occur in the final movement of Steve's piece. The rhythms, people. What he wrote and what we play aren't the same, and he'd be the first one to tell you that you can't notate certain aspects of rhythm. You have to listen and then play, and that's what we did.
And that final movement is WTC, which, as he has pointed out, is World Trade Center, but also World to Come. Stands for World to Come, looking forward, and the voices of some of the women who were doing prayer over the bodies after 9/11. What emotions does that evoke in all of you as you play it?
Well, we had the privilege of playing WTC 9/11 at Carnegie Hall last spring. And when I walked out on the stage, I knew, I could feel that there were people in that room that had lost loved ones. I felt that what Steve had created and what we were able to provide that night would take the audience through the entire experience. And that the final movement, I think, is a miraculous musical accomplishment, because it really does take the listener beyond. And the sound of the rabbi, the cantor singing, is absolutely incredible. The sound of the female singer is amazing. And the power of that tradition is indisputable. I mean, it in a musical way, it really does take one to some other level that has been transposed.
What do you think people take away as they leave the concert hall? What do you want them to take away? What do you want them to be thinking about or feeling?
I think there's a very potent image. When I bring the phone back in the last, say, 30 seconds of WTC 9/11, it's almost like a warning. Like, really, that phone is still off the hook. And there's a lot to do to make this world right.
And there's the world, and there's the world right here.
Violinist David Harrington is the founder of Kronos Quartet. They commissioned Steve Reich's piece, WTC 9/11. It's a musical reflection on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.